Erin had to work to keep hold of her anger. The Twi'lek seemed so fragile, so hurt.
I don't care what his name is. You were there with him, in the attack on the temple. I saw it.
The temple? Ah.
She nodded.
Yes, I was with him. I love him. I fight at his side. You would do the same.
Erin could not deny it. She would have done the same. She had done the same. The anger she'd carried since feeling Master Zalo's death began to shrink, to drain out of her in the face of the Twi'lek's pain and sadness, in the realization that her own pain was not the moral center of the universe. The loss of her anger startled her. Since his death, she had been nothing but anger. Without it, she felt empty. Pain by another name, the Twi'lek had said. Indeed.
Please be quick,
the Twi'lek said.
A clean death, yes?
The words sounded not so much like a challenge as a request.
What is your name?
Erin asked.
Elena,
the Twi'lek said. Erin stepped toward her. Alina's eyes went to Erin's blade, but she did not shrink from Erin's approach. She stared into Erin's eyes, and Erin into hers, each measuring the other's pain, the other's loss.
Names are important,
Erin said. She flipped her grip on the dead master's lightsaber, deactivated the blade, and slammed the pommel against Alina's temple. The Twi'lek collapsed without a sound.
And I won't kill you, Alina.
In so many ways, Alina was already dead. Erin pitied her. She still felt compelled to avenge Master Zalo, but she could not murder Alina to make Malkus suffer. Master Zalo would never have countenanced it. Erin could not avenge him by betraying what he stood for. Perhaps he had failed. Perhaps the Order had failed. But both had failed nobly. There was something to that. She remembered the dream she'd had of Master Zalo, of him standing on the temple's ruins, silently mouthing words at her that she could not then understand. She understood them now. Be true to yourself, he had said. Hadn't Zirid been trying to tell her the same thing all along?
I am sorry, my lord,
Curse said as they hurried through the spaceport.
I assume they had evacuated when we'd not yet had a chance to take a head count.
Save your excuses, Curse,
Malgus said, and resisted the urge to cut the man in two. The long main corridor within the port felt kilometers long. Counters lined it, businesses, even vendor carts, all of them abandoned. Vidscreens sat dark on the walls of lounges and clubs. Smaller corridors branched off the main one, leading to commercial passenger pads, to lifts that led to the large craft staging areas, and to the small craft pads.
Move!
Malgus said to them, and they did. To Curse, he said,
Show me where you saw her last.
Curse pointed to a side corridor far ahead, near the end of the main corridor.
It's there, my lord. Pad 16B, on the left.
Malgus thought 16B was close to the launch doors he had seen open upon his arrival at the spaceport. He augmented his speed with the Force and blazed along the hall, leaving the soldiers far behind. The walls, signs, and floor were a blur to him as he sped toward the landing pad, toward Alina.